File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.
Why are there ridges on Reese's peanut butter cups? Probably so they never slip from her hands. Could you imagine? I'd lose it. Luckily, Reese's thought about that. Wonder what else they think about. Probably chocolate and peanut butter.
The last word on sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia, think of the possibilities.
It's time to preview the Six Nations rugby. We're going to be very tight in time tomorrow night on The Last Word in Sport. So we thought we'd get in today on the day when the Irish team to play England in the defence of the Six Nations begins this Saturday evening. That team was named. But Fiona Hayes, to start with you, just how difficult is it realistically to win three Six Nations titles in a row and to do it when the inspirational head coach is on a sabbatical because he's with the British and Irish Lions and when the form displayed in the November internationals was not to the standard we've come to expect of the Irish team under Andy Farrell's watch?
Yeah, Matt, it's going to be very difficult, but I suppose the only saving grace is that the two big games against England and France, France being probably the big game with DuPont back as well, is certainly are at home, so that's some sort of a positive. Yes, I think that in those in autumn international games, Matt, it probably wasn't up to scratch. It was almost like teams were able to read us when they slowed down our ruck. We weren't able to get over the gate line, and just the attack in general didn't go as planned. So I think they would have looked at that. We know Goodman has come in and, you know, he's the attack coach. He's certainly someone would be disappointed in how the attack fared. So I think against England, we'll see a slight change in how things are done and probably a bigger focus on attack as well.
In the Australia game in particular, the Australian open side wing forward, McWright, definitely frustrated Ireland's attempts to get quick ball on many occasions. So what do you think of what England have done in putting both the Curry brothers, both of whom will be seen as open side wing forwards, in at 6 and 7? Perhaps sacrificing a little bit of the line-out ability, but actually having two groundhogs there to try and frustrate Ireland getting quick ball.
Yeah, Matt, and Ben Earl himself has played a lot at seven as well. So you technically nearly have three sevens in that back row trying to disrupt Ireland ball. They've looked at that. They've obviously seen that it's an area of weakness, and especially if they can get after Gibson Park. It's Ben O'Keefe that's refing the game on Saturday, so a lot is going to go around. He sees that. And in general, I think in that southern hemisphere, around ruck time, they're led away with a little bit more over there, so Ireland will have to police themselves and just be absolutely accurate in everything that they do in the breakdown, and that's got to do with their connections maybe being a little bit tighter, because certainly that pick is showing exactly what England want to do.
Okay, we're waiting for Matt Williams to join us as well, but I'm just going to run through the team, Fiona. If people haven't heard, the Irish team that is playing at the weekend against England, it's got Hugo Keenan at full-back, and we've got Mack Hansen and James Lowe on the wings, Gary Ringrose and Bundy Akee in the centres, Sam Prendergast and Jameson Gibson-Park are the half-backs who'll start, and the front row is going to be Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Finlay Beelam. The second row, given that Joe McCarthy is injured, is going to be James Ryan and Tadhg Byrne, and then Ryan Baird comes in at six alongside Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Doris in the back row. Let's just leave aside the out half issue for a second. What do you make of the other 14 selections? Because in particular, perhaps our two wings have not had a lot of game time recently, whereas, for example, somebody like Calvin Nash has been in excellent form.
Yeah, that's it. So I think Calvin will be very disappointed. I know Lowe came back in and played last week for Leinster, but even Mack Hansen, I think, in those autumn internationals probably wasn't at his best. And for someone like Calvin, who's gone back to Munster, haven't got no game time, and just performed, it's got to be very disappointing for him. But in saying that, it's tried, it's tested. So it seems like it's the first game of Six Nations, and that's what they're going to do with that. And hopefully as the tournament goes on, we might see a couple of changes. Because it's also saying that, you know, if you go back and you play with your province and you're playing exceptional rugby, that maybe there isn't a chance that you can break into that squad, which can be disappointing for players. But even with Baird, he hasn't played a lot with Leinster, so they're looking at what they have, they're looking at what players are doing internally and picking that. But in saying that, Lowe and Hansen and Keenan together as a back three, when they're playing brilliant rugby, I'm sure they've trained exceptional as well. They are quite exciting to watch. So we're hoping we see that attack that we saw from last year and pre-autumn internationals.
Yeah, and of course, does this look now like that maybe we've reached the stage where Peter O'Mahony, a 35, great servant to both Munster and Irish rugby, that he's slowly been phased out of the Irish team, that the captaincy went last year. He was still brought on the tour to South Africa, the November internationals. Very useful coming off the bench as a line-up person. But now the decision has been taken. The future has to come now.
Yeah, and I think probably that's the correct decision. It's good that he's up in camp and he's able to pass on that knowledge, because we even saw with Munster in a couple of games when Peter was involved in the line-out, things went a little bit smoother. We know Ireland had a couple of line-out issues, so they'll be having him in the camp even as a wise head around to talk to those players, but certainly looking at selection and how they've gone about it, even with Joe McCarthy being out, it shows that, you know, maybe that they don't want to go that. And someone like Brian Baird to come in at six, have Conan on the bench, when you speak about form, he's in great form for Leinster as well. He's been playing really good in the last few games. So I think it's very strong, but I'm certainly a big believer that if you have Peter around, have him up in camp, he might make that starting team, but just his warrior ability to be there around these players.
Okay, let's talk about the big selection call though, because if the management under Simon Easterby, which many people believe acting to a certain degree under instruction from Andy Farrell, has decided to go for the tried and tested in positions like the wings, the big call has been made at out-half in going for the young out-half, Sam Prendergast, ahead of Jack Crowley, who had something of a dip in form perhaps in the first half of this season, but has bounced back strongly. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I think it's tough on Crowley. You're basically saying that he's now jumped down the pecking order. I know there was a couple of games with Munster in particular when they weren't getting over the game line. It was putting a lot of pressure on him and he probably didn't perform to his best. So you can see now that Sam Prendergast is certainly, there is still a battle going on there, but certainly in Easterby's and Farrell's eyes, I think Sam Prendergast has jumped to that number one spot. That doesn't mean that they won't change it throughout the tournament. I think from Jack Crowley's point of view, defensively, he's absolutely superb. And, you know, in a game like France, maybe that's a game they might want him to come in and just be that more physical type of out-half. But it's good to have that battle as well. I mean, we're talking about it over and over again. We talked in the past about who's going to fill Johnny Sexton's shoes, but now we have a huge battle going on internally. And obviously Sam just got the nod. He's probably up in camp, is a bit more confident. And with that Leinster team winning, I suppose, with who's around him, you've got Gibson Park, he's playing with him, we've got Ringrose as well. So I think a lot's got to do with that. And he seems to have taken that nod. But that doesn't mean that Jack's out of it for the rest of the tournament.
I remember back to 2019, we were coming in on the back of a Grand Slam in 2018, first game with England in Lansdowne Road, and they beat us, and they beat us quite comfortably, and 2019 went badly askew because of it. This England team beat us in Twickenham by a point, last minute drop goal back last March, was unfortunate in losing a thriller against France, and then had quite an extraordinary remainder of the year, putting up good performances down in New Zealand, losing, putting up reasonably good performances in November and contriving to throw away matches, which really they could have won at least a couple of them. How much concern would you have that, when you look at this English team, that given how much they need to have a performance and a result, that we're vulnerable?
Yeah, well, we're definitely vulnerable. I mean, having Alex Mitchell and, you know, Marcus Smith at 10, they're a really good partnership. They play nice attacking rugby. We know what type of kicking game England can have as well. But I think it's that physicality that we talked about earlier as well, Matt. We can be vulnerable at ruck time if things aren't going right, if we don't start the game right. And certainly we saw that against England, that when they pressured us, you know, put massive pressure on the ruck, they play a very basic type of game, and you know it works for them. As I said, when their kicking game is on fire, it's very, very hard to defend. And they certainly have picked players, you know, even Caden on the wing, Caden Morley, they've picked players that they want to come and they want to attack, yes, in the air as well. So this England team are exceptionally dangerous, and their players, yes, we speak about them and we know how good they are individually, but England in the last couple of years, they Bortley has almost brought them together. And I think having those couple of losses as well in autumn and starting out this game, they'll be looking at really going after Ireland, and especially, as we said, at that ruck and trying to disrupt everything and hanging on in there till the end like we saw in the last game.
Okay, Fiona, my apologies that you're on your own. Unfortunately, Matt Williams were having problems connecting with him. But I want to ask you, France have what you might take as a gimme starting tomorrow night at home to Wales in Stade de France, given the crisis that Welsh rugby is in. Is France the team who should be regarded as favourites to win the Six Nations?
Absolutely. And even looking at, I know it's completely different, but even looking at European rugby and how those French teams are playing, the likes of Bordeaux, we see Bale Barry coming into the start of that French team, and we saw how physical they were last year. You know, yes, they didn't get over the line, but having someone like DuPont and Ntamack back into that squad, real X factor players. You know, we speak about France's scrum, their line out, their set piece, having Aldrete there running things. But it's certainly, they've one of the best players in the world in DuPont. They didn't have him last year. Him and Ntamack together are some pairing. And I certainly feel like, obviously, they're coming to town. They're coming visiting Ireland. But I feel like they're certainly the team that are in form at the minute. Even watching how they played, they'll be disappointed with a couple of areas of their game. But certainly, I feel having DuPont come back in this year, Ntamack, it's just brilliant to watch how they attack.
Okay, what about other potential? Scotland, I think a lot of people were looking to on the basis of their late 2024 performances, but they have been ruined by injury, haven't they?
Yeah, and Tupilotu, I mean, Sione Tupilotu is an X-factor player. You speak about DuPont, he makes the French team tick when he wasn't there. You know, it didn't happen. Sione Tupilotu is someone that has just been absolutely brilliant in the last year, especially for Scotland. He's given the captaincy, and he really took to it in his performances. He's a warrior on the pitch, so he's a huge, huge loss for them. And this Scotland team, obviously Ireland will have to go over to Murrayfield, so it's always a dangerous place to go. But I feel like with the loss of him and a couple of other players, that Scotland coming into the tournament, you would have thought, yes, they've got some, Ireland will find it tricky, but missing those X-factor players. But also as well, Matt, we know when Finn Russell is in form and when he's playing great rugby, he pulls the strings there as well. So it just depends on how they start the tournament, I think, with Scotland, whether they'll be interested, and Ireland will have a very hard trip going over there.
So, who's going to win the Six Nations? Where will Ireland finish?
Look, I feel like it's a possibility that Ireland will have fixed those things from autumn and will go on. Just because they have England and France at home, I feel like Ireland could win the Six Nations. I know a lot of people will say no, it belongs to France, but I feel like Ireland starting well against England, trip to Murrayfield and having that big game against France will be huge for them, and Ireland are going to win it.
Fiona Hayes, I admire your confidence. Thank you very much. I hope you're right. Thank you for holding the fort there throughout that.
The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, from local heroes to international legends, we're proud to support Irish rugby. Energia. Think of the possibilities.
File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only. Must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.